drives and own the tracks it uses. Keith Peters, Washington.
A disputed case of euthanasia in Belgium. It involves the death of a dementia patient who never formally asked to die. And it is, once again, raising concerns about weak oversight in a country with some of the world's most liberal euthanasia laws. And once again on Wall Street this morning, the Dow now down about 5 points. The NASDAQ is off, too. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Yahoo!
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, there is a dog in here.
Yahoo.
Large enough.
To ride.
Jared's riding him around the studio right now. 5.5
little
minutes.
Little doggy saddle.
Yeah. What a cute, you know what, look at that face. Five and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. What, the news is always brought to you by Chest. By Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great, absolutely great service and the best walk-in humidor in Northern California. All of that at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week. Okay, what's it look like for weather today, hon?
Good morning. It's currently 37. You know, it's really interesting. It was like in the 40s not too long ago, but now it's plummeted. And I like that. That's very interesting. Currently 37 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 69, and our lows will be 43. Tomorrow calls for sunny with our temperatures around 70. Saturday night will be around 42. Sunday, again, mostly sunny. Sunday will be 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 55. And a Sunday night with around 31. So, you know, we're going to be at the freezing stage this weekend. Washington's birthday, mostly sunny on Monday with a high near 52. And areas of frost after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low of around 29. Get your boots back out and your sweaters. Tuesday, areas of frost before 10 a.m. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 58. And Wednesday calls for sunny with a high near 59. That's the weather report here from Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, February the 16th, 2018, we got Jared on the control board. Good morning, Jared. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I think we got basketball games this weekend, and
I don't think we do this weekend. Not till the...
Really? Well, I got Connor coming in, so he's probably going to be talking about all the games that are happening.
That was great.
Yeah. Yeah. But first, we start off, of course, with Amy and her...
Pet of the week, which is like three pets of the week. But that's okay, because we love all the diversity.
I never thought I'd see a baby elephant.
A baby elephant. That's what I brought today, everyone.
The diversity in animal breeds, and today we have a very... magnificent specimen.
We sure do. So, dogs share 99% of their DNA with wolves. And it's really shocking when you think you can take a chihuahua to this and they share almost the same DNA. It's really fun. It's a really, actually, when you really research dog breeds and dogs themselves and why they came about, it's really interesting.
And what they're bred for, because they all have, and it's very important. We watch the Westminster Kennel Club. I find it so educational. And then, you know, people will go, oh, that's the cutest dog. And they don't realize they have an apartment. It's an Australian Shepherd.
Right.
Wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this...
Bichon won best of show this
Bichons
year.
Are so cute. This,
they are.
This adorable dude is Hooch. Hooch is a three-year-old
named
mastiff.
after the dog in that
Turner
movie.
And Hooch.
Right,
Turner
yeah.
Hooch.
So he kind of resembles that. To me, he looks like a huge mastiff. A lot of people think he looks like a bloodhound, which he kind of does. Like, he's got a real droopy face, but that's also part of, like, what mastiffs look like. He is not small.
No.
He is
like
about
150 pounds, maybe?
Probably like 120.
Okay.
But he is not small. He's not a little dog.
He's got paws the size of our hands.
Yes.
He's leaning back on her.
He's a leaner.
He's a lover.
Definitely a leaner and a lover.
Like a horse. Horses so, lean on you, too.
Yeah. He's very much a gentle giant. So,
of course.
They were bred to be guard dogs, but they're fiercely loyal to their family. So they're actually very nice dogs. They're very tolerant of younger children. He's particularly good with other dogs, but they are taught to they're bred to guard. So, if there's someone coming on the property, he's going to let you know, kind of dog.
Mm-hmm.
It only take one bark to get my attention.
I heard it this morning. It's
is it?
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
He's pushing me off my stool because he's leaning on me.
Okay, so what? Tell us again about his age.
So he's about 3. I would guess maybe even a little younger than that. Yeah. 3
he's
is kind of on
dog.
The older spectrum.
He looks very healthy.
Yes, he is very healthy. Yeah. He's neutered, up to date with everything, and he's ready to go home. He's such a lover. Look at him.
I know. He's just laying back on you, just looking up in your face.
He's
a big dog.
Hooch.
Yes, he is a big dog. So he actually would do best with a home that has experience with the breed. If you're somebody who's not going to want drool all over your couch or your furniture, he's not
drooling.
The dog for you. He is drooly.
But he's not drooling like a bloodhound, really.
No, but if you get a treat out in front of him, it'll start going like waterworks. So he is drooly, so
that's
keep that in mind.
So how is he out, like, let's say if you had acreage and other, like, barn animals and stuff?
I'm not sure how he does with livestock, but I'm sure he would be okay.
Well, he's bred in his DNA to take care of animals, not to attack animals.
No. So, I mean, he does really good on a leash. I mean, he's 120 pounds, so he could he could pull me much harder than he actually does, but he does seem to get a little distracted by his nose at times, so you got to let him know, hey, we're walking. And then I loose leash walked with him all day, so
he's a lover.
He's loving on you right now.
He's liking me.
We have you got your earphones on there? Okay, Vent, you got a question about Haven Humane.
Are you talking to me, Nick?
Oh, Nick. Oh, okay, man. He said Vent. Okay, that's
okay.
That's
Jared. He's a handsome dude, too. Okay. I can see how you get us mixed up.
Yeah, but you know what, Nick? You're the one.
All right, Nick, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, first I want you to understand that I have never repeated this. But I have heard it from 3 sources, and I would like to know if it's true or not. I've been told that Haven Humane supplies dogs to the transient/homeless community free of charge. So I'm curious, do you guys supply dogs to them?
No, we do not. Under any circumstances do we do that. When a person fills out an application to adopt a dog, one of the biggest questions we ask is whether they rent or own. If they don't have a residence, we do not adopt to them.
I'm happy to put that rumor to rest.
And I tell you something else, Nick. But that's a good question, and I'm so glad you asked it, because obviously you've heard it 3 different places. And this does need to get out there, because they don't let these dogs go out. In fact, they don't let cats go out. If somebody says, I'm just going to use them as barn cats,
Let me tell you something else I've been told I'd like to put to rest. I don't know if it's true or not. I've been told that the county gives the homeless/transients $50 or $100 a month to maintain their animals. I wonder if that's true, because I hear things that aren't true, and I've learned not to repeat things unless I confirm them.
Well, I can tell you with certainty, Nick, that is not true either. We are a nonprofit organization.
No, he's saying the county, not you.
Oh, well, the county is. We do take in county dogs, so we are. We are not animal control for a county. Shasta County has their own animal control.
No, I was wondering if the county gave them a stipend for their dogs. Nothing to do with you people. I was just curious.
We'll find that out.
That's a good question, Nick.
That's a good question, and we'll find that out.
But I tell you what, Nick, if I thought... okay.
You hear these rumors.
You hear these rumors.
Where do you find out if they're true or not?
You call Free Fire Radio.
I call Carl.
Carl and Linda, and we will find out.
All right.
But I'm trying to differentiate between is the homeless and the transients.
Right.
I don't have anything against the homeless. They clean up after themselves.
Yeah. No, I understand.
If you ever have questions, we actually have a really awesome event coming up this next weekend on the 24th.
Yeah.
And it's Haven Humane's open house. We always encourage people to come, because we go over our numbers for the year, how far we've come.
You know what? When that happens, I take my wife out of town. Last time we went, we came home with 3 dogs and 2 cats.
Hey, those are the risks you got to take. But But if you do have any questions, our CEO runs the tour and answers any questions people might have about Haven. We try to be as transparent with the public as possible. We are an open book. If you want to know how far we've come with no-kill status, we will give you numbers. You call. You know, we are transparent with the public and letting them know how far that we have come. And we will show you numbers from 5 years ago to today and how different it really is. So
thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Nick.
Yeah, and so that's wonderful. And so people are listening and they're engaging, and we like that. And meanwhile, we have Hooch here. And we're trying to tell everybody about our pet of the week and all the good things that Haven are doing. And we like the fact that...
you have an open house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. And then another thing is tomorrow is the last day of our $25 Valentine special. So today, tomorrow, get in, adopt a dog, adopt a cat. They're all $25. And we will check applications. So we do screen our adopters.
Because I know that even... people that want to get a cat for, like, say, an outdoor cat, they don't, you all will not.
We do.
And, or do you? But they have to have, like, be fed and all those kind of things.
Right,
too.
Yeah. So for ferals, it's something that, you know, if you're actually looking for a barn cat, at least they're leaving the shelter spayed or neutered. They're leaving microchipped.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, we do actually offer barn cats at a discounted rate as well.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We used to not, but we'll tell you if this cat is going to be okay outside or if it's a cat that came to us that's been inside its whole life and we wouldn't recommend that.
You would not
that.
Put them outside. Yeah.
We don't recommend cats outside. I mean, it's just not an easier, it's not an as easy of a life for them if they're not in the house. But for feral cats, it's definitely okay for the barn.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Amy.
Thank
As
you
usual,
so much.
Thank Head you so a... much. Why don't you saddle up Hooch?
I know, right?
And ride him
right
over
off
to,
into the sunset.
Right off to your next place there. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, can you imagine Hooch getting in bed with you? You know, and our sleep number, it would be you and I sleeping on one side and Hooch sleeping on the other side. Or maybe Hooch would just sleep on both sides.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's got a beautiful, line in his muscular... makeup.
You know, yesterday when we were, we had Trish on Thursdays.
Yes.
And we're talking about Sleep Number.
Yes.
Well, Stephanie Bridget, the DA, chimes in. She's got Sleep Number, too, and her kids have Sleep Number.
Really? Well,
really.
Good.
So absolutely. I sent that copy of that to the Sleep Number people saying, don't call me again if I'm 5 seconds, if I'm 5 seconds less on something.
There you go.
Anyway, and they're going to get this one, too. So, right now. You know, we've been using Sleep Number, and we talk about Sleep Number. We heartily recommend people try it. We've used it. We're sold on it, and we would like other people to get out there and try it. Go down to the Sleep Number store and Target Shopping Center over there by the bottom of the shop. Try out these beds. These beds are just exceptional. And right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event,
it's at 50% off of the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Plus, queen mattresses start at only $6.99. Now, I don't know about you, but I bought the $400 mattress and I bought the $1,000 mattress. But my Sleep Number is the gift that keeps giving. So go in and see what fits you and what is right for you.
17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, we'll be right back after these messages. We want to talk about, the people that are stealing cars in Reading are doing, they are on hyper. They are on hyper steal. And a couple other things, especially, of course, about that tragedy in Florida. We'll be right back.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em main event, World Championship, with some of the biggest names in poker, and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 23rd. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win Poker Seat of a Lifetime. For all the details on Poker Seat of a Lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is Lance Beck, president of North State Security. As we celebrate our 50th year of serving the Northern California region, North State Security would like to give something back to our community. During the year 2018, our 50th, in the sorrowful event your family were to lose a loved one, North State Security offers to provide a state-licensed uniformed security officer at no cost to protect your residents during the celebration of life or funeral to offer further peace of mind. Knowing thieves prey upon homes left vulnerable during these mournful times, allow us the honor to help you grieve with one less detail to be concerned about. Call us, North State Security, at 243-0295. While utilizing the service of North State Security, we handle a myriad of different responsibilities, from nightly patrol service. We do special responses where you call us and we can respond to your immediate need. We can be there in an average of 10 minutes. Once again, that's North State Security at 243-0295.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 38 degrees, going up to 69 today, or 64 today. Okay, 69 today, and a low tonight of 43, but it's going to be sunny. It's going to be a nice day out there. Hopefully, we'll get some rain in here next week. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil. You know, when you think about it, here's a business that's been here in Reading for over 50 years, and they celebrated their fact their 50th anniversary in 2017, a premier fuel supply company serving Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1967. They haul, you know, literally millions of gallons of fuel a year. Their safety record is impeccable, and right now they are looking for other drivers. They're looking for new drivers. They've got so much business, taken over all the kerosene business in Northern California, Southern Oregon. You need to give them a call at 241-1167 if you're a driver, takes hazmat. Or how about this? How about if you're just looking for a fuel card for your businesses? We have a fuel card for our business here, and you get monthly statements. You know who's been using the card, because everybody has their own code on it. So, I mean, it's a great way. The city, county, all these other businesses use SST Oil, and there's a reason for that. SST Oil, 241-1167.
Okay, can we just get down to it?
Yes.
Gun control. The shootings.
What about it?
18 shootings in high schools since the first
but when you that number 18, you've got to go back and look at all those numbers too. It doesn't mean that somebody was doing and shooting students there. Those cases also included suicides, accidental shootings that some kid brings it to school, a one-on-one shooting, all those things. So it's not like 18 groups, somebody came in and shot up 18 schools.
Well, I'm asking you.
Gun control?
I'm asking you. We talked about it this morning because everybody's, you know, so raw again after this kid. And the headline, which if I can bring this back up, talked about that, you know, here he just shot all these kids coming down the hallway.
Ninth graders.
And
14-year-olds.
Then he goes out. Somehow he gets away and he goes out and he orders a drink at Subway. He orders a Coke and then he goes across the street to Walmart. He's just like, let's kill.
Okay, this guy is obviously a sociopath. There is a great article in the paper It's by Dr. Richard Milwaukee. Dr. Milwaukee wrote this after the Sandy Hook shootings, but it is so pertinent to what happens today. He says people like this are sociopaths, and sociopaths are identifiable. Sociopaths have a twisted, a lot of times a twisted way of looking at things. And a lot of people, if they're saying it could be up to 1 in 1,000, well, most control these emotions. But they are identifiable. They have a lot of the same traits. And if you give them personality testing, you can start identifying these people, these kids, at an early age. And some of the traits they have, that they all have, they are bright and they're intelligent. Narcissistic. They lack empathy. They have no idea why other people have feelings of, you know, why of remorse or anything. They start doing strange things like the, you know, the killing of the animals. If you look at this kid, this Cruz kid, the reports coming out right now are things like this. His family is afraid of him, not Cruz, but the family becomes afraid of the sociopath. So what Milwaukee is saying, these traits are identifiable through personality tests. And if you start at age 8, 10, and 12, this is his recommendation, you can start identifying them. Now, there's danger in this, too, and those kids change and what kind of – but you can start – when I say danger is that, you know, you start labeling people.
Can someone grow out of that?
Well, that's it. But they can start being treated, yes. And they can start being treated through a psychologist and perhaps change their thought pattern and their behavior. So what Dr. Milwaukee is saying, and I wholeheartedly agree with this, that you need to take a look at our mental health system. Now, a gun is just a gun. A gun doesn't kill people.
But how did he get an AR-15?
Because he had all these things, all the times the cops had come to his house, all the other things that the neighbors saw, not one time did he end up in a mental institution. Not one time did he end up being arrested. He had a clean record. That was it.
Are you telling me
Jared, are you seeing things here?
Yeah.
You can't place the blame on everyone else that didn't notice. That's not fair.
That didn't notice?
He said they're identifiable. That just means everyone that didn't realize it. It's suddenly
there. No, that's not what I mean. I mean the traits are identifiable, and that what he's saying, and I agree, is if they start, you know, displaying traits like this, then people need to take a look at their family, their close friends. But the testing part, these are just simple personality tests that you take at an early age. It's a written test.
Is it something that should be implemented in the school when you before a student attends school?
No,
you have to take a...
No, not before, but during school. Because if you identify a child with 8 years old that may be starting to display tendencies like this, then they need to be probably seen and helped. But what he is saying is that this is a mental problem that can be... that can be identified at an early age, and if you look at it. Now, it could be that Cruz is just a mean, tortured personality that did this. They say, oh, he's showing remorse. Well, that means nothing. He's showing remorse now because what he did was they were 14-year-olds. That's my granddaughter's age, 14. And these kids, and you hear a father say, you know, I sent my child to school. I don't know if I remember if I said I love you to her before she left because it was a, you know, in the turmoil of the morning.
Just, you did, right. You're getting ready. People are late. You've got a teenager. You know, you've been there.
Yeah. You know, and then you question, you know, like we say to each other, you know, every day could be the last day we look at each other. So you try to be nice to each other,
right.
You know, when you're going out, and you know, I love you, hugs, and all those things, and because it could be for whatever reason, you know, a car wreck, whatever. But this thing right here, of course, is a tragedy, and of course, people are blaming it on the fact that he had a gun and that the gun killed all these people. Well, there's millions of guns out there that do not kill people. They do not kill people.
But how did
mine
he,
don't kill
okay,
people?
So
yours
how,
don't kill
but
people.
But how did he? As a teenager, AR-15. What?
I guess it's considered it's a long gun. So I guess when you're in Florida, I don't know what Florida's laws are specifically, but it probably is at age 18.
It's 21, from what I've heard in the
it's
report.
20? No, it's not. It's 21 for pistols.
Okay.
But for a shotgun, a rifle.
Okay.
It's 18.
So I that's going to be the big debate.
Think about this. 18, I mean, you're in the military also. I mean, so people are buying cigarettes at age 18, not in California, but in other places. the rule is that he goes through a background check, which he did, and there's nothing in his record to keep it to keep him from buying a gun.
Well, we send our
and he bought it last year, so it wasn't like he got mad and he just bought it and then he went straight over there. That's not what happened. California has a 10-day waiting period.
Well, we send our thoughts and our prayers to I just feel so bad
about this.
For the people, for the people who've lost children, but the trauma of this, of not just the children, the teachers, coaches, all of the people who've lost their lives, and for the families and the community around that, it's just it's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And do we want to talk more about this when we get back from the break?
I think we may have some guests showing up here, but. Yeah, it is a terrible tragedy, and I wish there was an answer for it. I think part of it is the mental health, but I think also, they had armed security on this campus. From what I read, they had two people that were armed that were on the campus, plus unarmed security there. It's 4,000 kids.
According to 12 of the dead, there was a beloved coach and security guard, Aaron.
Yeah, he was unarmed. He was the assistant football coach who was protecting these kids when he was shot down. You know, a hero, but. It's tragic. You know what? If I thought that every shooting would end tomorrow if I gave up my guns and your guns and, if I thought every one of them would end, I would. But I don't think that'll happen. I know it won't happen. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here. A celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic Box Office or by calling 229-0022.
The President's Day sale is going on now. Kia, America's best value. ReddingKia.com.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild in the dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it. Yeah, welcome to KCNR 1460. We just had to wait for that chorus. Yeah.
Changes. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Hey, this Sunday at the VFW Post, 1934, another tragedy that we had in Reading. Gary Wilson's family were all murdered.
Horrible.
And then there was a suicide. And his daughter has been left with all of this to try and get her arms around all of this. And they're doing a fundraiser for the Gary Wilson family. It's going to be at the VFW Post right downtown here. It's on Oregon Street next to Woody's. It's going to be February 18th, this Sunday, like I said, from 3 to 5 p.m. And it's going to be a spaghetti dinner for $10 plus a rifle raffle that's going to be done. All the funds raised go to Gary Wilson's daughter to help with the expenses for the loss of this family. So, again, here's another tragedy that right here in town that you can help with. And if you can't be there, give them a call at 241-9168, the VFW Post. Leave a message. If you want to donate, if you want to buy some of the tickets, you can go down there and pick them up or just to help out here. Gary Wilson was a veteran who was on the honor guard that helped to bury so many and to pay the respects to so many that veterans that have passed away. Okay. We're here with Connor Sutton on a happier note here. We're just talking about Connor Sutton, who we believe is going to, one day he's going to get us tickets to the Super Bowl because he's calling it. You know, Connor, I'm getting up there, buddy.
You
better start pushing a little bit here, okay?
I'll work on it.
Connor is does our basketball, and he's going to be doing our baseball. He does our football. You know, he's just kind of an all-around guy.
Yeah, you just, wherever the voice needs to be, you're there. We really appreciate your professionalism, by the way.
Thank you.
Off by saying you're always on time. You're, again, very punctual, very articulate. And, that's what we were talking about. You're grounded. And we see that. We feel that. So, hats off to you.
Well, I appreciate that. And I really appreciate the opportunity you guys have given me here. And it's been a blast. Me and Jared, most nights, we're talking during commercial breaks and stuff, so it's been great.
Jared. Go, Jared.
Yeah, go ahead, Jared. Say it. Go on.
Oh, I was just going to say we were talking about how boring he was.
You were talking about double hitters.
Double hitters, yeah.
Double hitters, sorry. Okay. Double hitters are not boring, double headers. And then you said, well, let me send you a live stream, because if you're just hearing it, I don't know, there's something about...
He was kidding about the boring, by the way.
Of course.
But, with the producer, because you're calling the game, but the producer's down, and he's just making sure that he can't see the game.
Right.
So he's listening to you, but he's got to make sure all the buttons are pushed at the right time and all this, and he's got to be listening, because when you throw in the break, it's like right then, and it could be...
Yeah, it's completely random.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a set break when it comes to athletics, except, well, I guess baseball. Well, they kind of know the inning's over.
Yeah. Well, they do have media timeouts, which are nice, but they can happen at pretty much any time, too. So.
Yeah.
But they have a couple set in for that, but yeah, like you said, it can happen whenever. So I got to keep on his toes a little bit.
Hey, what do you think about, have you been watching the Olympics?
I have. You remember you talked about last week, the curling? I have been all in on the curling. It's fantastic.
I know why. It's because of the Russian girl.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, right? This Russian girl who is a curler. She is. What's she look like? Who does she look like?
Oh, I can't think of who.
Angelina.
Oh, Angelina Jolie is your thing. I don't know if she looks. I just think when I watched my first match, I guess I watched was Russia, the women's, and I was shocked at how unbelievable. I didn't really know how it all worked. It's fantastic.
It is a precision sport.
My goodness.
It really is. And then they're out there. It started in Scotland.
Jared is looking like, you've got to be kidding me.
And they're just sweeping away as fast as they can.
About it, but here it is. It's really getting full network.
Yeah.
It's prime
the
time.
The Russian girl on this, she has hit the Twitter storms and all this because she's got these incredible blue eyes, and then when they're staring at the ice, they're just like focused. I have not seen her on the ice yet but I've read about it. So, and now we have Connor in the curling.
Okay,
Connor, let's
hear about the curling. I want your overview.
Well, I've never really paid attention to curling. I mean, really, we see all these sports in the Olympics. One of the things that's great about the Olympics is we get to see all these sports that we don't usually get to watch. So downhill skiing, snowboarding, all those kinds of things that usually might be in the X Games or whatever. We don't typically watch them. And that's why, like, when the Summer Olympics come around, I love to watch swimming. I love to watch our Winter Olympic speed skating. Curling has been catching my eye a lot. So I can watch curling all day and not. I mean, it's a perfect sport.
Can you imagine calling that? We have people, professionals, calling the curling.
Well, you got to do a lot of research.
It's like bowling.
Yeah.
It's bowling. You've got to, but
it's like shuffleboard. It's shuffleboard.
Well, kind of. You know, it's all like mixed in. Do you watch ice skating at all?
A little bit.
Okay. Is it a little too foo-foo with the dancing? And
I mean, I'm not particularly a huge fan. I don't really understand. I mean, I kind of get the scoring and all that kind of stuff, but I'd rather watch something where it's a direct competition, I think.
Hockey. Yeah. I tell you, the downhill skiing, when they reach those speeds, I dated a girl many years ago who was a downhill skier in college, and she came down there one time and lost, she hit the tip of her ski. Ooh. It came back up.
Ooh.
And shattered her jaw.
Ooh,
shattered geez. Her jaw, came sliding down the hill, blood everywhere. They got her to the hospital, and they literally had to rebuild her face, you know, her lower face.
Mm.
And
wow.
Because, I mean, and this is just, if you think about this, the speeds they reach, and all it takes is that, you know, is one slight mistake, you know, and all these, you know, you look at all of them, they all crash at some point. So it's just how many, you know, can
watching
they recover?
Watching the backstories.
Yeah.
Like the snowboarding recently, you know, I did watch a little bit yesterday with Sean White. You know, of course, it's the rage right now. But the fact that in New Zealand or whatever it was, that he cracked open his
like 40-something stitches.
Yeah. And he said he looked at himself in the mirror and said, if you're going to go back out there, you're going to be ready for this to happen again. So,
yeah. And did this happen during the event?
No. It happened during an event, not in the Olympics, New Zealand. But yeah.
Okay. Well, this one guy was like 6'2". Most of them are like gymnasts. You know, they're kind of smaller. This guy's 6'2", the guy from Australia.
Yeah.
Who won a medal.
Silver.
Too. Yeah.
No, gold. Bronze. He was bronze.
Anyway.
But anyway.
But you're here to talk about
it. Yeah, we got off on it.
No. Don't worry about it. Yeah, Simpson basketball tomorrow night. I feel like I'm on your talking about it all the time. But tomorrow night for the men's, if they win, they're in the playoffs. It doesn't get any bigger than this in the regular season.
Ew.
One of the things that's great about college basketball compared to like the NBA. Well, the NBA, there's 82 games in a season, so the games don't matter as much. Yeah. One particular game where in college basketball, there's only so many games. There's 16 in conference or 14 for our conference here in the CalPAC. But so each game is so important, and now we're down the stretch where tomorrow's the last game of the year, last home game. And if they win, they're in. If they lose, they got to have a couple other things happen to get in. So it's a big game, and we're excited for it. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. We want them to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, me too.
Have you had a favorite so far this year?
Favorite game? Oh, yeah. I had Pacific Union. I think it was last Saturday. It was a wild game. We were up 10, then we were down 10, then we came back in the second half and won, and it was...
That's exciting.
It was a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, what do you do afterwards? Are your adrenaline is shooting out of your ears?
I drive on that game. I drove home because it was a long drive back.
Are you listening you have a favorite playlist that you listen to calm down?
Yeah, usually I try to get something relaxing on the drive home.
So you can sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
He puts it on that hotspot on the way home. I get a phone call. And he said, I keep getting these messages. You've gone over your usage, and I go, we're always like, you know, 10 megabits under our usage. And it says, and I get a hold and they go, what was your hotspot? It was downplaying I forget what it was. It was music or something like this for 3 hours, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, you. Ever since you sent me that, I've been really paying attention, like, all right, making sure it's off. Okay, good. Oh, man.
But what ended up happening out of that was they forgave us because we haven't done that before, and they actually gave us a better deal where we're paying less.
Oh, good.
Because going back there. Anyway.
Good, good, good.
Okay,
well, Connor
so
Sutton,
this,
thanks so much.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening. As soon as he said that, I'm going. Huh? Hope he's got that hotspot turned
off.
Well,
hopefully when we see you next Friday.
Yep.
Okay. We want to hear more like Olympic caps.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you can get past curling now.
Yeah.
Maybe look at things like, you know, I tell you what.
I'm only watching it to look at the female eyes.
No.
From Russia.
That's right, the Russian eyes.
He told me about that last night. I was like, oh, you're such a man.
Well, no, I mean, I've been reading about it. I haven't cared enough to go try and find it.
I don't think
it.
I've ever been attracted to a curler before,
no,
I got to be honest.
And what did you say? You said that what's curling, you made jokes about it 4 years ago, that it was a snore fest. And now you're, like, all into it.
Well, no, look at him. I mentioned curling to him. He never even heard of it. Now, that's all he's doing is, the Olympics has other things in it, though, Connor.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. Good to know.
Okay. My favorite one now is biathlon, because not only are they skiing just as hard as they have, and their heart rate's up to that 190, then they stop and they have to shoot a rifle.
Oh, really?
From the standing position.
When is that on?
It's on all during the time, but I think I recorded it.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is a tough one. And we had an American that won a gold medal in this.
Really? They have to ski and shoot and what?
That's it. They ski and shoot, and it's over a 10-kilometer course or longer. And they come up, and they get down in the prone position and shoot five shots, or they're up at the standing position.
Ooh.
Which is, you know, the offhand, which
I
is
wanna
a tough
see that.
Too.
Wow.
I'm surprised that's not something that you wanted to try to do in your life.
Well, we did that. We did that in the military when we were doing our – but –
No, you think I'm kidding. You're going to say, I'm going to do that.
We
okay,
used
it.
We did it,
all right,
we did
you
somewhat
that.
In a different way, but it was kind of like that. Okay, Connor Sutton, big games tomorrow night out at Simpson. What time does it start?
7:30.
Go on out and cheer on the boys.
Yeah, but it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be hopefully a packed crowd, and anytime there's a big audience and it's a big game, becomes a blast.
Yeah, it is. Okay, we're going to take a break. We've got our man on the street over here loading up his stuff, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Just south of Jack's Grill, the newest one at 1845 California Street, but this is a community bank that moves local dreams forward. You've got to go down and visit Cornerstone Bank. Extra hours, the people that work there, your neighbors. Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank. We'll be right back with Keith Houston and our man on the street.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electrician's Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register, or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Everyday favorites, like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Double-up blackjack, three-card poker, and fortune pie dial. Side wagers, lucky ladies, golden 21, plus mystery card roulette. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races. $500 up for grabs, plus 500 free slot play. Don't miss our Monte Carlo tournament with a $500 add-on Thursday, February 22nd. Come explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get that siesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive.
a friendly cantina with pretty senoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef piccata. Try our mouth-watering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albondiga soup or salad, and complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. And guess who's back in town? The boys are back in town today.
That's right.
Hey, it's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. And this
Simpson
portion of the
boys.
Show brought to you by the Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned company that the only ones we let touch of our HVAC systems because they keep them working. They can handle any model or make. They offer guarantees and warranties themselves. This is Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Really, really good people to do business with, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here. It's Friday. It's Man on the Street. It's Keith Houston.
Hello. Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
How was your break?
Oh, it was good. It was very good.
You took an extra week off in there someplace, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you go home?
No, I went to Humboldt County.
Okay. So why would you go to Humboldt County all the time, Keith?
My girlfriend plays on the basketball team. So
how nice.
Yeah. My girlfriend. As soon as you said my girlfriend, you could have stopped
right
there.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
I know why you were over there.
She plays on the basketball team. Really?
Yes, ma'am.
What's her position?
She's a forward. So she plays like the four or the five.
Wow. Oh. So do you guys talk shop a lot?
Yeah, I help her out with her basketball in the post and all that stuff. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever play horse?
We play one-on-one a bunch of times.
Oh, one-on-one. Okay, you don't play horse. That's too easy. Yeah. That's for grandpas and their grandkids. Okay.
I'm not really sure what horse is. Could somebody please enlighten me?
That's where you shoot, and then you have to make the next shot. You get an age, and then...
Oh, okay.
It's like kind of follow the leader, but with basketball.
Is that kind of like bingo?
No,
okay.
Not at all. Not even close. Not
sorry,
even
like,
close.
We'll explain
it.
So old.
We'll explain it afterwards. But what was the question this week?
You guys, I think it was Monday's show, where you guys proposed an issue I thought was pretty interesting. It was, does being against illegal immigration, is that racist or xenophobic? And I wanted to ask that question. So,
wonderful. Let's hear it.
And that was one of the things we were talking about. Just because you're against illegal immigration, does it automatically make you
racist? Or
xenophobic, where you don't want anybody else coming into the country. If you're against people coming in here illegally. That's a good question. Okay, I can't wait. Let's hear.
Is being against illegal immigration truly racist, xenophobic, or other?
I think it depends on the way you look at it and just the way that you feel or you view people in general. I don't necessarily think that not wanting illegal immigration to happen is racist. I don't think that, but I think just the way that you picture of why you don't want that to happen, I think that's when it can come into play whether you're racist or not.
So good answer.
I think a lot of people just focus on trying to like protect our country and base it off of, like what other countries do and stuff. But if you genuinely don't want them in our country just because of like who they are or the race they are, then obviously I don't think that's okay.
Personally, I think it's neither. I feel like there are Mexicans who are American citizens who feel like those who didn't come into the United States legally shouldn't be here because they didn't come in the right way, and I don't think that that's xenophobic or racist. I just think it's people who are hardcore American citizens who think that you should come in the right way and not any other way. So I can't necessarily say that it would be either, even regardless of what my opinion is.
Is being against illegal immigration truly racist, xenophobic, or other?
Being against what type of?
Illegal immigration. Is being against that racist, xenophobic, or other?
I'm going to say it's racist.
Mm. Okay. Can you give a quick reason why you would think it's...
This country needs immigration.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason there's so much illegal immigration or undocumented workers is because this country needs those workers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a demand for those workers, and they're coming here for a better life. Like, the same thing's happened for hundreds of years in our country. It's built our country. I find it to be... there's been a lot of lies about those people.
Mm-hmm.
They're hardworking people. They're the future in this country.
Yeah.
And without them, many industries would fail. Our country would fail. Our GDP would be down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the factions against that have been fed a steady stream of lies about how they're taking jobs. They take jobs that most Americans don't want, especially because there's less of a birth rate now in our country. I think it's less than 2 per family.
Mm.
And whereas young people used to take those jobs, there's not very many of them take them, and they wouldn't take those jobs anyways. I'm talking about farm working jobs, sanitary, you know, being a janitor jobs,
mm-hmm.
taking care of hotels, all that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's other, just because there's so many different factors that play into it, that it'd be hard to consider it just, like, completely xenophobic or completely racist, while some of those might be, like, the intentions behind it. I don't feel like that could be, like, the only thing, so there's probably just a lot of factors that go into it.
I think there's too many factors that go into immigration and why people immigrate and everything behind it to give you a yes or a no for this question.
Well,
that's it.
Articulate, yeah. People. So
very.
That was nice to do you here's a question. When you're the man on the street, you're looking, you're at the mall, you're at school, do you go, "Oh, I'm going to ask this question." Do you have to go ask 10 times to get 4 good, or tell us how you point people out, or you look for people to actually answer? And it was really, really good this time. Really good this time.
Yeah, for me, typically, I try to approach people who are by themselves. I feel like when they're with people, their opinion be able to sway a little bit. So I approach people that are typically by themselves. And how I do it, I go up and I talk to people, or I'll ask them if they want to be interviewed. I'll typically try to, you know, talk or confront, like, around 10 people. And if I get... Or how many I get, or the good ones I get, I'll send them in, because I know, like, my time is limited. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I typically try to get people by themselves, people. And, I mean, everybody, like you said, is articulate. I mean, it's not, it's just,
and where were you at?
I was at Walmart. I went to Walmart.
Get this. You were at Walmart?
Yeah.
Because everybody talks about Walmart or a bunch of bad ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you asked people, was it just at Walmart or other places?
I went to Walmart. I went to Target. There was a game yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So there were people that came into the game, and I tried to ask them. But, yeah, it's usually Walmart and Target or the mall where I go.
Well, we have you a press pass now that you can put on to show people,
oh,
too.
Oh, goodness.
So we got that. We're going to award that to you here. It's kind of like one of the medals. It kind of goes, you know, it's on a you know, a lanyard, and we put it over your head so you can keep that. So good questions, though. You know what? You always come up with good ones, but maybe something to think about,
mm-hmm.
is the gun control question for next week.
I actually wanted to ask that, especially with it happening a few days ago. I definitely wanted to ask that question.
Well, make sure, you know, that's a good question to ask. Well, gun control solve these murder,
mass shootings.
These mass shootings.
Yes.
So something like that. You'll come up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another great job. And, you know, I think people, I think the one guy says, well, no, it's racist because blah, blah. He's not, he's looking at it from a point of view, from that point of view of people working in all this. I think if you look at the statistics, that a lot of times the farm labor and those others, it's a small percentage, that a lot of the people are taking jobs like framers and roofers and, you know, in construction, that those are not jobs that people don't want. But on the other hand, I think that what the woman said was right on. If you're doing it because of a race or, you know, a nationality, then it's wrong. But if you're doing it to just to protect the borders, which is where a lot of people are coming from, you got to control the borders if you've got a nation. So I thought every one of the people there was articulate. And that one girl said, that's too hard a question to give a yes or no answer on. That is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
So good job again there,
Keith
Houston.
Thank you.
Again, our man on the street, you'll hear him Friday morning every Friday here at 7:45. We really appreciate your diligence. And
we'll be right back after these messages,
thanks,
after
Keith.
The news with Dr. Kara Tennant. Thanks a lot, Keith.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Gun control debate again. Many calls at last night's vigil in Parkland for more gun control. Attorney General Sessions says laws are already on the books. They simply must be enforced. And this morning on the Salem Radio Network, Sessions spoke of a multifaceted problem reaching far beyond gun control.
A continual erosion or corrosion of stability in America, where people feel safe, where children are raised in nurturing environments and are taught principles, and if children are not able to handle that and they have a mental illness, we need to do a better job of identifying it early.
And Sessions says that is a top priority for the Trump Justice Department. Mitt Romney making it official in an online video.
The former GOP presidential nominee is launching a political comeback, running for Senate from the state of Utah.
Given all that America faces, we feel that this is the right time for me to serve our state and our country.
The former Massachusetts governor, who moved to Utah after losing the 2012 presidential election, was widely expected to seek the seat of retiring U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch. Romney, who is 70, will be the heavy favorite. In fact, Orrin Hatch was among the first Republicans to pitch Romney as his potential successor.
Senate correspondent Linda Kenyon. The flu continues to spread, influenza sending people to the hospital at record rates, according to acting CDC Director Ann Schuchat, who says many children have been affected.
We've received reports for 63 children who have died of flu so far this season. This is devastating news, and unfortunately, we're expecting to report additional pediatric deaths in the near future.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 92 points, the NASDAQ ahead 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
A freight train jumps the tracks in western New York State.
The train pulling 43 auto rack cars derailed in rural Wyoming County near the village of Attica late Thursday afternoon, sending up a plume of black smoke, but apparently posing no public danger. Officials say both engines and several cargo cars derailed, and the two crew members were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They say one engine was on fire and some diesel fuel spilled, but there were no hazardous materials on the train, which was headed from Buffalo to Mechanicsville. cause of the derailment is under investigation.
That's correspondent Ron DeRockstra. People in Asia and around the world celebrating the Lunar New Year today with festivals, parades, and temple visits. This year marks the Year of the Dog. People in Beijing celebrated with family feasts and visits to bustling temple fairs amid the midwinter chill. Ethnic Chinese and others around the world also marking the holiday. News and analysis, townhall.com. The dog food recall, some of the canned dog food could be tainted with a deadly medication.
The J.M. Smucker Company announces that some shipments of cans of Gravy Train, Kibbles and Bits, Skippy, and Old Roy dog food will not be sold as it investigates how traces of a euthanasia drug got into its supply chain. This follows an investigation from a Washington, D.C. television station, which had 15 cans of Gravy Train tested and found 9 of them tested positive for pentobarbital. Smucker says it's a low level of the drug, but that any level is unacceptable. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Let the good times roll for VW. Volkswagen says it had its best January sales on record, a 10% jump over a year ago. This was thanks to rebounds in Brazil and Russia. That's on top of a continuing strong performance in a large market, China. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 5 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. You know, it's not just Tobacco and Brew, but all the things they do for our community and for veterans and the support to the veterans organizations. Tobacco and Brew, really, really cool people down there. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, privately owned by John and Sarah Bastiani, have built their business over the last 9 years and have done just an incredible job. The only place I would go to buy a firearm or accessories for that firearm, right there at Bastiani Arms. Classes in CCW, Hunter Safety, they have it all there at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or visit them, like I said. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. What's the weather look like here?
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. Today will be sunny with a high near 69. Tonight, mostly clear with lows of around 43. Winds about 6 to 8 miles per hour. Saturday calls for a high. We're going to be around 70 degrees tomorrow with our lows of around 42. Now, Sunday is when we come in for showers. Mostly sunny with a high near 55, though. But winds from up to 13 miles per hour and gusts up to 18 on Sunday. So we're going to have showers, one of those kind of going to be a misty, sleazy, rainy day.
Oh, misty, sleazy. I thought that was you were talking about the girl I used to date when I was in college.
No, Sunday night, partly cloudy with lower than 31. You know what? Just don't go there. Washington's birthday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. I hope you stay with us this morning when you're listening to the show on Monday night. Areas of frost around 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low of around 29. There's all your commentary and your forecast.
And the weather's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Are you having problems with your glasses? You keep bouncing your face off the microphone this
morning.
Was that
me?
Yeah. It wasn't our guest, Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning.
She has very good microphone etiquette. She doesn't bounce her nose off it.
No, she doesn't.
She speaks into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the time. Good morning,
good
Dr.
Morning.
Kara.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Little kennel cough.
That's
there.
That's all right. Little kennel cough. Only when I laugh.
Well. Get ready.
Well, I'll turn my head away.
Okay. Yeah.
Now,
we were talking about parasites earlier this morning.
Oh, my God. Jared's going to leave.
That woman that had 17.
No. Okay.
Now, let's talk right, about you. Let's talk about Cary Animal Hospital and the wonderful services that you provide. We always like having you come on our one Sunday of the month where we really get a lot of information. We had Pet of the Week on this morning with a huge 120-pound
Mastiff/bloodhound.
Really beautiful, big dog. So here's the question, and I just said because I'm always telling Keith, too many ums. He was really good today. I'm not so good.
I didn't hear one .
No, he was great. What about your open house that happened over the weekend?
Oh, I know. We had our open house on Sunday, which is really nice because we open it up to everyone, and everyone can come, and they take a tour of the entire clinic. They can see it from front to the very, very back, meet the doctors, meet all of the staff. We had food. I made Oreo balls. They were amazing.
You made Oreo balls?
Mm-hmm.
What are Oreo balls?
They're
Oreos, cookies, and what?
Oreos and cream cheese mixed together, and then it's shaped in a little ball and then dipped in chocolate.
Ooh.
White chocolate and milk chocolate. It was amazing.
Ooh. Okay, I may have to ask you to make those for us.
That's why
maybe
Dr.
I'll bring some next time.
That's why Dr. Tennant runs 10 miles a day.
That's why I run.
Yeah.
Right, so I can eat.
So she can eat Oreo balls. Wow.
Right.
So what's been, okay, so what you typically happens when people come in on an open house, do you have, what do they learn?
So we have a couple rescues that are also there to adopt out animals, so they can come in if they wanted to look at their pets, and they can adopt a homeless animal. And then they look at the exam rooms, they look at the pharmacy, they look at the treatment area. We have our surgery suite set up with a stuffed dog that has the middle taken out of it, lined with red velvet, stuffed with candy. So kids can come, and they're hooked up to the anesthetic machine on the demo mode, so it looks like we're monitoring surgery on a little
so
stuffed
dog.
So
you're not afraid you're teaching little kids to, you know, to hold puppy down and look inside there for candy, huh?
No, because he's prepped for surgery.
Oh, okay. So everybody knows
yeah.
that. All right.
Right.
That's really a cute idea. Who came up with that?
Oh, you did.
Oh.
Hey, do you have a photo of it? I bet you do someplace. You ought to send it to us.
You know, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll see if I can scrounge one up.
Yeah, something like Facebook.
It's
like
a
this
darling idea. It makes
the kids love it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It makes it not so
scary.
Scary there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and then everyone gets to see our machines and gets to see what we're using on their pets on a daily basis, and why we do what we do. It was really nice. Yeah, we saw people who are clients and people who are not clients who are new to the area or just wanted to meet the staff and meet the doctors, and they can bring their pets too. It's just fun.
People, their pets. They want to meet the, they want somebody that's going to take care of their pets. Mm-hmm. They could care less who, sticks a needle into them, when you go down to one of the, walk-in, clinics. Yeah, I don't care. I don't feel like this. You see somebody for one time. They go, okay, this, give you a shot, and you walk out. You don't even know their name. But they're veterinarians. We'd like to see a story on you. We'd like to see your background. Let me see all of your, I want to see all your diplomas there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
think of it.
Pets are part of the family, so they want somebody who cares for their pet as if their pet were their own. And so we really try to do that.
Now, I've gone on your website, which is wonderful, by the way. I encourage everybody to go to careanimalhospital.com, right?
CareReading.com.
CareReading, right. And I see that you have an article that's posted, Does My Pet Dream?
Does My Pet Dream?
Yeah, and it's a great article. So, I mean, you must have, some
dogs,
kind of article you post.
Aren't dog dreams? I'm pretty sure they dream, because don't they? Isn't that when they move their little paws? And
yeah, they move their feet. And they do little barks. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
should I wake my sleeping pet? There's all kinds of wonderful things.
Should you wake
what
them?
What happens
during
sleep? What does the research reveal?
Are you supposed to wake them up during their sleep?
Well, we should ask the doctor, but should we take a call first? Let's go to Coach Bob. Good morning, Coach. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. A comment and a question. The comment is I was at the open house on Sunday. I go every time you have one. I try to anyway. Go in and grab a snack in the back. I'm always afraid they'll throw me on some stainless steel table and try and inoculate me or something.
Which probably is not a bad idea.
Probably is not a bad idea. You're probably right about that. I wouldn't know Dr. Tennant from the Man in the Moon. I've never met her, so I don't know what she looks like. Tall, short, redheaded, or whatever. So one of these days I'll get to actually meet her. Go in and say hi to Christine and all the other girls that work in there. And I enjoy that place a lot. And, of course, that's where I take my animals. But my question is, if the doc would have a comment about the latest scare in dog food, Gravy Train, Old Roy, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah,
I'd like to know.
This is the one about it's got euthanasia stuff in it?
Oh, that's what we...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good... I saw that the other day. That's a good question, Coach Bob.
I'll listen on the radio, guys.
Okay,
thank
buddy.
You,
thanks
and good to
lot.
Hear your voice. Oh, he's reading my mind. That's what we were going to talk about today. I had a lot of people ask me about that. So there, there are a couple pet recalls. So the most concerning one, of course, is the one that pentobarbital is being found in food. And there was a big recall of a company called Evangers last year. They've actually found pentobarbital in the food, which is actually the drug that we use to euthanize animals. It's a barbiturate, an anesthetic. And
how did it get in there? Or do they know?
And that's the question. How did it get in there? Because that's not typically what they use for, you know, for lamb and chicken and beef and pork and whatever they're, you know, feeding dogs. They use that, or they use it for euthanizing small animals and horses, you know, but they say we don't feed horses to our pets. So they're investigating it. So they pulled, you know, last year they pulled all of their food.
So it's like maybe they were putting a meat in the food that had been used this stuff, to, you know, like horse meat or maybe other animals that they'd use it for.
Exactly.
But I did not realize that they would, I mean, I don't want to sound cold about this, but I worked my way through college working in different slaughterhouses. And, I mean, they don't inject them with anything. So there's, I mean,
they
I'm talking.
They didn't at that in those
well,
days.
No, but I'm telling you now, there's probably the change. There hasn't been a change. They use electricity, believe it or not, on some of the animals, and they used an air hammer that would knock them unconscious. I know. Okay, I'm not going to get too more graphic than that, but they were not. They never used like drugs because it'd be way too expensive to do something like that. And I hate to get right down to it. So we're going to talk about what the doctor thinks when we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. Quality workmanship while you wait, or you can just leave it there. He brings it into a controlled atmosphere because he wants to make sure that he can fix that little chip so it doesn't get any bigger, or he can fix the crack so it doesn't show and it's safe for you. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. 3208 South Market, or give him a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant. And why did we find drugs in some of our dog food?
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This Saturday, find out how you can make a difference at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. From working alongside animal ambassadors, to mulching in the gardens, helping at events, and supporting our world-class educational programming and exhibitions, there are volunteer opportunities for everyone 13 and older. Attend our free volunteer workshop this Saturday, February 17th, at 9 a.m. in the museum at Turtle Bay. For more information, visit turtlebay.org or call 242-3143.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards, presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-451.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's downtown Redding. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8. It's 40 degrees, going up to 69 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas, propane discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Finders Keepers right here in Redding off of Hilltop across from C.R. Gibbs. You know what? If you're looking for a place for home consignment, this is the place to go to. It's got a quality selection of new and gently used pieces there. Finders Keepers on the web. FindersKeepersReading.com. FindersKeepersReading.com. Good place to go to either have your stuff sold or to find some new stuff. And we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. And the question came in from Coach Bob, but this is something she was going to already address. She had it in her notes here, was that they're recalling some dog food because in the dog food have been found traces of the chemical or the composition that is used to euthanize dogs and other animals. And we, you know, and so you have to ask your question is, I have two questions, is one, where is this dog food made? And two, how does it get in there? I mean, this is stuff, I mean, this is probably pretty expensive stuff. I mean, you use it, or everybody that has to, you know, all the veterinarians would have to use something like this. It's not something that's cheap to use, I'm sure. So how would this get into dog food?
Well, and that's what the food companies are saying. They're saying, you know, in traces of this, the traces of this pentobarbital found in the food is not toxic. And so, you know, it is concerning that it's in the food because it shouldn't be there anyway. And how did it get there? You know, they don't know. They don't know where they're getting their meat source. And, you know, most dog food is made with chicken, beef, pork. But some of them are made with rabbit and venison and lamb and
fish,
you know. Fish. And where, you know, where is it coming from? We don't know.
Well, you see some of them, but you're paying for premium stuff there. You know where it's being made. You know, it says it's being made in a plant in Canada. Of course, that's what it says, you know, because you just kind of have to believe that. Well, it's being made in a plant in Canada, and we use this fish out of this lake, you know, these kind of things. And, you know, I mean, if you're using a fish-based food. Mm-hmm.
Well,
but then the other stuff, you're right. Where does it come from?
Can I ask a question to you? Science diet. And the reason I'm going to give like a little backstory. When we first got our puppy, who's now 9, we were given called a puppy package, and it was Science Diet. And she was I'm going to say it over the air. She's pooping like 5 you just all day long. And then we got an email from a listener, an active listener, who said, you know, that the Science Diet, a lot of these are being petitioned or lobbied by the big, like the drug companies, big dog company, you know, companies that own these. And she said, try to change your food up on us before we knew you, of course, you know, because we would ask you. And it really made a big difference. I did change her food, and I changed her food to like a salmon-based food, where then she's like twice a day, very regular, and I've kept her pretty much on that. So do you find that, have you found that there's big lobbying companies, you being the doctor, being the veterinarian, have you found that this, like, oh, this doesn't work, even though there's all this publicity or advertising around it?
So it depends on the food. As veterinarians, I mean, we're not paid by drug companies. We're not paid by food companies. We don't get any money from them. We sell products that we believe in and that we have research to back that, which is why these products like the Science Diet and the Royal Canin and the Pro Plan, those are the Purina, you know, those are the ones that veterinarians sell because they do so much research on their food and they sell these prescription diets. Food's a really, really hot topic because it's a hot topic for humans. You know, everyone needs to feed their animal grain-free food because that's what we're eating because we believe that it's better for us. And it's not necessarily the case. It's a case-by-case basis.
Just like people.
Just like people.
Some people have gluten. They have to go gluten-free, but others thrive on it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's whatever works for your pet.
Or your cookie balls.
And whatever works for you. So if Elk Killer has five or six bowel movements a day eating Science Diet, but she only has a couple eating, you know, salmon-based food, then that's perfect for her. She probably shouldn't eat the Science Diet because she's having so many.
But other
animals do fine.
Will thrive on it.
And other animals have the same problem with other food. It just depends on their, you know, their body.
We had a question here. What was the brand of dog foods that were recalled?
So for the pentobarbital, that was
right.
Evanger's, Gravy Train, like Kibbles and Bits and Moist and Meaty and, you know, kind of those.
Those. Okay, out of Evanger. All right.
Yeah.
So
I think,
Kibbles and
I think
Bits, Gravy Train, and we'll try and get a whole list of them out here, but Mighty Meaty. You know what? You got to kind of ask yourself what, you know, when people put that on their Gravy Train. This has been around since I can remember.
Yeah,
Gravy
course,
Train.
Right. You can see the commercials.
But you wonder who owns it now. Yeah. See, you start going back, and is that a company that starts just like any company? It starts off like, you know, somebody starts that company and they put their lives into it, and they have standards. And then as they get older, or something happens, and they're acquired by somebody else, or you know, they're ready to retire, so they hand it, you know, so they sell their business with all this great, you know, all this great, loving care in it. And then the next group may not have that same thing in mind. And then it gets sold again or it gets acquired again. So all of a sudden, line.
But the thing is, too, is they're investigating this. I mean, this is a big topic now because there was a news company that gave a big expose when this happened a couple of years ago. So what I would recommend is that if you're concerned about your food, go to the FDA's website. So FDA they list all of the food recalls for humans and animals, and you can even narrow your search so that it's, you know, animal related, and just see what's being recalled.
Okay, on the FDA.
Right.
Okay.
Because what the other thing that's going on right now, I mean, everyone's scared about the pentobarbital, but it hasn't, I mean, and I think the companies are voluntarily recalling their food while they're undergoing this investigation. But the current food issue right now, too, is the Salmonella and Campylobacter contamination that's actively going on right now.
Okay. And which companies are that? Or is there...
You know...
Or is that just something that's just...
Those
kinda...
are going to be the... That's more of the raw. So that
is... Yeah, that's what I would think, because the Salmonella is cooked out.
Right.
So
while you're looking for that, I did find a list here... The Gravy Train, again, with chicken and chunks, beef chunks, Kibbles and Bits, canned and wet dog food, there's a whole list, and Skippy canned wet dog food, whole list of those as well. So you can go online and look at, you know, dog food that's been recalled, or
so,
pet food that's
like,
been recalled.
But like a doctor says, if you go to the FDA and you go to food recalls, animal related, they'll tell you everything that's happening.
Everything you need to know.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was going to ask the veterinarian lady there, the Dynavite, is that any good?
So Dynavite can be really great for the skin. It's got a lot of, vitamin E, omega fatty acids. I don't know that it's necessarily worth spending the money for it. There's not a lot of scientific research backing their claims, but they do have a lot of testimonials. But that being said, I mean, it's not a bad product. I think
it's not
it really
hurt
can
the
help.
Dog.
Definitely not going to hurt.
Okay.
It can really help with anyone who's got allergic skin disease where you've got kind of chronic skin infections, chronic ear infections. So I don't think it's a bad idea, but I would say it's not probably not going to cure your dog.
But it's not going to harm your dog.
Not going to harm your dog
and it could,
at all.
It could make them, like you said, it could work on some of them.
It
all right,
could.
Thanks a lot, Jim. No, because I hear that. I hear that being advertised, too, on our station. Dynavite, oh, my gosh, I put it on my dog, and it was just, oh, my. You know what? It started driving the next day and went to college.
I know. It's a good advertisement. I know.
We're here with Dr. Keratin. We're going to take a quick break. And Linda's on the, FDA website going, looking back for recalls and looking under the animal stuff. Because it's you might be surprised about how many things are being recalled. But, no, it doesn't hit the news because they're for animals. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, which just happens to be right next to Finders Keepers, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is Four Winds Jewelry. They've got the only watch repairman that can fix anything that you bring in there. A huge selection of jewelry. Really good people down there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's 8:30 in the morning, and we're going to be right back after these messages with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Stone Kingdom provides you with luxury concrete and exotic rock features from around the world. Stone Kingdom at 290 Hartnell Avenue. Visit their amazing showroom where you can view dozens of colors of artisan concrete panels, whether it's interior or exterior, commercial or residential. Stone Kingdom will provide you with a realistic stone look, from kitchen and bathrooms, fireplace surrounds, accent walls, flooring and entries, to barbecue areas, man caves, columns and arches. Stone Kingdom. Visit their showroom at 290 Hartnell Avenue and check them out on Facebook. Stone Kingdom.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Jared, you got to bring us in, buddy.
He
you
did.
Can't just
it
turn
was
around.
Great. No, it was great. It's rolling here.
Yeah.
Keep that
oh
music
my God.
Going.
You got to do one of these with your
27.
Hands, Jared.
I can't help it if you guys don't listen.
Okay. No, you go like this
no,
with
no,
your
we
hand.
Need, then. We need hand and arm signals because you're right. We don't listen.
We don't listen.
We've got things on our ears we can't hear.
Oh, okay, I just have to say, 20, I'm on the U.S.
Wait a minute.
Okay, you finish and I'll tell you.
I have some things to do here. I have some housekeeping.
Do it.
27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is 40 degrees going up to 69 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place in the world to get a haircut, which is why it's usually crowded like that. It's man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. A testosterone-laden place.
Okay, can we just say do not get in the way of a colonel's cadence?
That's right.
Ladies.
Don't make, you know what? I
do
finally,
not.
It's taken 10 years, but Linda is now using the knife hand.
Do not get
she
in the way
she turned on
Colonel
somebody
Caden.
The other day, and she started asking questions like this. That guy backed up. She says, no, no, just, and she says, what's wrong? He says, I'm afraid of your hand, because she was given the knife hand.
Our guest this morning is Kara Tennant, Dr. Kara Tennant from Cary Animal Hospital, and we've just had a fascinating morning so far. But one of the things I've learned as we were talking about this, and we had gone on the U.S. Food and Drug, the FDA.gov site, is that you can go down an animal and veterinary tab and just really informative. But there's also so many other things on that website. I've never really been on it.
Now,
why not?
But here's a question from one of our chat room. Not everybody has a computer. What do I do to find out if something that I'm feeding my dog, especially if I read it in the paper, how do I find out about this? Well, there's a couple ways. One, you could go down to the library. If you could go down to the library and use one of their computers or have somebody help you there. Or you could just call up the FDA, say that, hey, I'm interested in the recalls of animal pet food. And I think they probably have a way of sending that to you. I'm sure they would mail that to you. But those are two ways. And I understand some people just don't have computers. But, again, the library does. And they have people there that would be more than happy to help you. And you could print it out right from the library right down here in South Park. Or, like I said, call. Anyway, Dr. Kara Tennant.
Yeah, so the other thing we were talking about was the Salmonella Campylobacter Listeria situation.
Easy for you to say.
these are all bacteria that animals can have and they can give to us. And they can also get really, really sick from it. And, of course, we can as well. So we're going to see these more in the raw foods and a lot of these treats that are made with animal tissue. So, like the bully
sticks.
Once
we were just talking mm-hmm. about, like, bully sticks.
Mm-hmm.
How about the chicken-wrapped rawhide that elk killer
Well, occasionally they get recalled. I mean, I think...
Yeah.
You know, animal food is it's like our food. I mean, our food gets recalled a lot, too, you know, with the E. coli and the lettuce and, you know, salmonella and eggs. And, you know, it does happen all the time, but we do have to be careful and, you know, keep an eye out on the FDA because that's where you're going to get your best information.
During Desert Shield, before we kicked off Desert Storm, they had this great idea. They were bringing lettuce in from Lebanon, and it knocked out more Marines than any combat did because of the they use night soil there. And if it's not prepared, the lettuce isn't prepared right with the right bleach mix to kill the microbes on there, it will get you sick. Mm. So the way the Marine Corps handles that is no more lettuce for 6 months. We got cucumbers or something like that. No, because it can make you sick, the salmonella. So I understand this. And can we catch that from our animals?
We can. And there are animals that can be not
Linda
not
adjusted
symptomatic.
You adjusted your arm here on your microphone just to the spot. Now I can't see anything, so I'm having to either do this or I'm having to go back over here.
Oh, sorry.
So I mean, That's why the doctor's losing it over there.
Okay.
She's
going to
start coughing again. She's caught something from one of her patients.
Yeah. All right, you're just dying to bring in this information. So let's go back into your doctor mind here and your veterinarian brain and share with us some of that stuff that you've got pulled up
If I can get it together.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, that was my fault.
Yeah, so I was asked about the name of the companies where these salmonella contamination, the active recall. So this is and so that's going to be Smokehouse Pet Products. So they're saying the Beefy Munchies and Ross for Paws, ground turkey pet food, and several kinds of bully sticks as well. So if you go to FDA or call them, you can get the lot numbers too and see and just make sure that you're not feeding one of these recalls. Because Salmonella, Campylobacter, Listeria can make you really, really sick. And all you have to do
What are the symptoms for that for animals if you start seeing things?
So mainly it's going to be vomiting, diarrhea, lethargy. Listeria can cause abortion in women. And it's one of the, it's a pretty nasty bacteria. It's one of the reasons why we actually pasteurize things, like we pasteurize our milk and our cheese, so we don't get Listeria.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did not realize that was a byproduct of Listeria. Was it could cause miscarriages and stuff? Oh wow. Just moving on. That just left me thinking about something. You know, about natural herbal things that I wonder if it has. You know, like Listeria in it. And anyway, okay. Sorry. You say things that you know that I immediately then I start thinking about other things I've read about. On this, that so people can get sick and they've really got to watch out because now they can get it.
In Minnesota or Wisconsin, in that area where this recall is going on, there have been some children that have died because they have contracted. I don't know whether it was Salmonella or Campylobacter, but just
from their animals. And see, most of the times you think, well, I can't, you know, my dog's sick, but I'm not going to be able to get sick. Well, indeed, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's easier than you think. I mean, most of these things are fecal oral, which means you have to actually touch fecal material and then put it in your mouth. So the way that happens is you're petting your dog, or your dog sits on your lap, and then you touch your dog's feet, or you touch your dog, and then you eat something without washing your hands. You're not directly cleaning up after your dog and then not wash your hands.
Licking your hands. Yeah.
Right. People clean their hands, but. It's things that you're not really paying attention and you're not thinking about that.
Dogs lick themselves.
Yeah, they do.
And they lick your face.
Then they lick your face.
Your dog's licking your face. Guess what elk killer's just been licking.
Just wash your hands.
Yeah.
I'm always curious when you see these Facebook posts that come around when a brand new newborn is at home and people have their dogs licking them and sniffing them. And I always think about, is that such a good thing? Or maybe it's better to get the baby already when they're starting to get, bacteria around them and everything to get, I don't know. What do you think about that? What's your opinion?
I think there's always a risk. And it depends on what your dog's getting into and what your dog's being fed. If your dog's being fed a raw diet, it's probably not a good idea to have it lick the baby. But if your dog is on a heartworm preventative, it's going to protect them against intestinal parasites. So then your dog's probably going to be pretty safe as long as you're not feeding them.
You know, when you ask some of the people that come down from Turtle Bay, the animal handlers, they bring in and you say, "Oh, does he bite, or does the porcupine bite or anything?" And their answer every time is, "It has a mouth. Mm-hmm. It can bite."
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about that with your animals too. They've been very, very sweet, but they get something new like that. You want to be able to, have a good control over them, I would think, mm-hmm. even if you trust the animal.
Did those pets get adopted over in your open house?
We did have a couple get adopted.
And you have those cats in the hammock. It's the coolest thing.
We do.
I've never seen that anywhere.
A cat hammock. And you can buy hot cat hammocks on Amazon. They love them.
So I walked into, the Cary Animal Hospital to see Kara for something, there to the right was a large, imagine a huge cockatoo bird cage, kind of like, is that what it's called? One of the big
cockatoo
bird cages. And so inside the beautiful cage were these hammocks, and the cats were hanging in there in these little hammocks. It was so awesome.
Oh, they love it, yeah, and they sunbathe. They can, yeah, they can get into them. And then we had a little three-legged kitty. He was able to get into them. He got adopted.
That's so great.
Three-legged kitties, you know, three-legged dogs. You know, a lot of times, you know, that's what I love about the animals. They don't know that they're handicapped. They don't worry about it. They just get on with life.
They do fine. Yep. They do great.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're talking about the recalls of dog food, but not just the ones that you kind of see, oh, it's got the splashy headlines of the it's got euthanasia drugs in it, which is what I saw, but the more important ones that give you salmonella, listeria that is active right now, and people have died from this, not only your animals, back in Minnesota and this. So you need to take a look at that type of food that you just mentioned and see if you have it in your house. And if you have it in your house, check what the shipping dates and all that. No, I would just get rid of it, and then if you like the stuff, go back and make sure you've got the good stuff when you go back. I mean, I just, it's one thing for your dog or your cat to get ill because of the food, but then when she shares that or he shares that with the family, who then the dog pulls through, but the you've got infants or babies or young kids that don't, is even worse. So, anyway, okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers has also won many awards for the care and service, the quality, compassion, and home care that they provide, whether it's short-term or long-term. Every person is handpicked. Every person has had a background check. Every person is insured and bonded that work for Home Helpers. And trust me, Sharon will not put somebody in your house that she would not trust for taking care of her loved ones in her own home. Give them a call at 226-8350 or check out their website at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant. It is 8:45 here on Friday, the 16th of February.
Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawings every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a four-night Baja cruise for two in our Putting for Paradise drawing. Earn drawing tickets. tickets all month long. Receive three tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? Play Bingo. Win a four-night Baja cruise for two in our Putting for Paradise drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our Bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. Wind River. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and about. It's Friday. I'd like to tell everybody have a great weekend. Remember the Gary Wilson fundraiser at the VFW Post 1934 this Sunday. Help pay for the expenses after that terrible tragedy we had here. It goes from starts at 3 p.m. and goes, I believe, till 5 at the VFW Post. And everybody is welcome there. It's not just veterans, but everybody is welcome there. It's $10 for tickets for a spaghetti feed. Plus, you can buy raffle tickets there to get a hunting rifle. That somebody has donated with us, with ammunition, scope, everything. Okay. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we've been talking about the recall of all these foods that have happened. That just happens occasionally, but there's more than we think if you start looking at them in the to see the different ones that have been recalled. There's quite a few of them, but the latest ones are gravy train and kibbles and – And the main one was the company was Evander.
Evanger's.
Okay, so what are we finishing up then today with?
You know, I thought maybe we would do a little bit on obesity because it's wintertime. Reading wintertime.
You know, it's wintertime in Reading, which means I'm in a short sleeve fishing shirt from the summer.
All right, but let's just pretend it is. It is still cold and people are
as much. 39 this morning.
So let's talk about obesity.
Right.
There we go.
And I was talking to one of my colleagues, and he was saying that in people, arthritis can be caused by inactivity, and then inactivity leads to obesity rather than obesity causing arthritis and inactivity is kind of the other way around. It's like that in animals, too. So if we don't get our animals up and walking around, then they don't have their joints lubricated. You know, they have inflammation in their joints. They're less likely to move around, more likely to be obese. And we like to feed our animals. Well, I mean, you can see we talked about food all day today. We love to feed our animals food and really, you know, and good food and fun food. You know, we like the treats. We like all of that stuff. But
salmon treats, we get them. Or like you said, anything because we just like, we love our animals. And we want them to be happy and they work us. They work us. For
they
those.
Do. Yeah. I know. We've talked about it before. We've talked about Elk Killer's face and she gets that, you know, that.
And she looks at the food and looks at you, looks at the food, looks at you. I mean, but you said, well, why don't you just give her a carrot, carrot, because they don't. No. Well, yes, she does. She knows a carrot does not taste the same as a little salmon treat. She knows that this one tastes different. And she looks at it. She looks at it in my hand. She looks up. She kind of turns away. But she will take it. If I leave the kitchen, she follows me out, and I offer it to her. She takes it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we've trained them to do that. I mean, if we started with carrots or no treats, then, you know, they would never know. But in animals, I mean, obesity leads to the same things it does in humans, you know, heart disease, joint disease, diabetes, kidney disease, you know, all of these things, and they can be preventable by keeping your pets lean and keeping them active. And keeping your pets active is good for you, too, because honestly, you know, a lot of these animals I see that are overweight, their owners are also overweight. I can't address that because I'm not a medical doctor. But if everybody gets their pets out, at least get their, you can't really take your cat for a walk, but, you know, get your dog out and take them for a walk. It's always good to get moving, helps with pain, you know, helps with arthritis. We all know if you sit there long enough, But the longer you sit, the less you want to move, and then the more it hurts when you get up and get around. I know, I feel that now.
I do too, but you know what? You're an athlete, and it's a very important part of your life is your running. And share with our listeners that you run long distances off-road, so mm-hmm. which means that you really, I can imagine, your joints and your tendons, when you're running up hills and you've got little, you know, rocks and you're running on paths,
mm-hmm.
but still, that's an extra wear and tear on your body rather than flat on a pavement, wouldn't it be?
Well, I think it's opposite.
You do?
I really find it hard to run on the pavement. I feel like it's harder on my joints with a soft surface, like a dirt surface. I have more cushion. It's easier on my body. It could just be me, and I've just justified it.
Are you running, like, up in the woods?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Not the flattest.
Right. Well, you know, there's a gentleman by the name of Bruce Tarragon who is a famous musician that lives here in Reading and has a recording studio. And I know this because of the fact I did my last album with him. But he toured the world, and everywhere he went, he talked about writing a book on running and in Africa and different places that they performed. And he would run 26 miles and always would just run up in the hills and run wherever he could. But it was like you, it was something that he needed to do in order to, you know, I guess just to part of his life. He became, it was one of, you're not whole unless you're doing that.
Well, he was doing that too. You know, when you walk out in front of 70,000 people, there's something about that. And I would ask
him
that.
Grounded.
And he goes, well, you know, a lot of times, he says, you walk out on the stage, but you go to the spot where your roadies have put your spot there. And you walk into it, and, you know, your guitar's there, and then, you know, then it starts. And he says, yeah, he says, it's a rush, but but it also was, that everything was just by rote. I'm not sure how we got in this, because I was not in the off.
We're talking about off-road running, and that Dr. Kara Tennant, this is what she does. She's an athlete, and it's really important in her.
We're talking about obesity in animals.
Right, mm-hmm. And this is what keeps you grounded. Am I speaking for you?
No,
we
that's
had
true.
This
it's
conversation.
True.
I want to make sure that I'm hearing you correctly.
Even my staff knows. My staff knows that if some, because there are days that I'm there till 8 or 9 o'clock at night. I don't have time to go and do something to get my heart rate up. And they know, they know if I haven't worked out. They're like, please go work out.
Yeah, please, can you leave tomorrow and we'll take care of anything?
It's your antidepressant pill, when you go running.
Well, people,
that's how you don't do it.
That's my stress reliever.
Yeah, it's also an addiction to some people that if they don't, they have serious physiological problems. If they don't do that working out every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not
but for
everybody.
Me, I have these awful, awful cases that, I love animals, I love people, and there are days that, that just kill me. With animals I can't save, and the people are devastated, and, and I run, because that's what I do. Or I lift, I do something to get my heart rate up that will help calm me down, because I don't.
Well, no, you need to. No,
well, that's
but
how
it's
you
like
do
anything.
With tragedy. I mean, there's tragedy in your work.
Mm-hmm. Well, but there's stress in everybody's work, and everybody finds a different way. You've got a healthy way of handling
different
it.
Different outlet.
Yeah. But it's also good when you think about it is, since we're talking about our dogs during the winter, the weather around here is nice, but getting your dog out to the doggy park so they can run around with all the other dogs and move, or just taking them for a walk, it's good for you too, because you then have to get off the couch, take them out to the doggy park, or take them for a walk.
Yeah, and it's good for us to get outside. Good. I mean, all the studies show that it improves your mood just being outside. You only have to be out there for like 10 minutes. You don't have to be out very long. As far as cats go, you can't take them on a leash. Most of them. So you have to regulate the volume of food you're feeding if your cat's getting a little chunky. But with dogs, you have to do both. You have to regulate the volume of food and also increase their exercise.
How much do dogs sleep a day usually on average?
Oh, I'd say maybe 20 hours.
20 hours?
And I think cats sleep about 23 hours.
Because I'm asking that because I you see them laying there, But as you're walking by, there's an eye looking at you. Mm-hmm. As it's going by, like that eye looks at you as you go by, and then it closes again. I mean, I'm just thinking, are they always sleeping when they're laying there pretending to be asleep? Or are they just kind of like storing up energy to come, attack you when you're not
storing
looking?
Up energy.
Storing
to
up
go
energy.
Sprint around.
Well, see, that's what I just want to tell Linda. I'm not sitting there napping. I am storing up energy.
We did have a phone call, and it was very interesting. I was asking about genetically modified ingredient in dog food, the GMOs,
Right.
We have just a few minutes left, but corn is the number one crop grown in the U.S., and almost all of it genetically modified. So if you've got cornmeal in your dog food, chances are that could be. Right?
Probably. I mean, we can't afford not to because we have to feed our pets and feed our humans.
Yeah.
Right? So there haven't been, okay, so this is, a hot topic too, but I'm a scientist, so I need to see proof that there's going to be issues. There have not been any studies that have shown that genetically modified foods cause problems in either humans or animals. So until it does,
it's
that's
just, yeah. And you know what? And this is the thing that, that it just seems like it should, but if you're doing a, if you are a scientist, well, show it to me, prove it to me, and then I'll be glad to say this. But until somebody shows it to me, Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital on the end of Hilltop Drive up there at the very top next to the car wash, and behind Bartell's Big Burgers. And you've got all expanded out there, and your hours are, 7 days a week now, right?
7 days a week. Yeah, Monday through Friday, we're there from 7:30 to 6.
Okay.
So soon we'll be opening to 7 once springtime comes.
Okay.
And then the weekends we're open 8 to 12.
All right. Hey, on Monday, we have Judy Maxwell coming in here to explain to us about the new health insurance questions. The sheriff is on next week. The gentleman that's running against our sheriff that just threw his hat in the ring will be on also next week. It's a full week of what's happening here, including what's going on in the building industry, public safety, all of it. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
No, I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Bad news just keeps on coming when it comes to the flu virus this year. Acting CDC Director Ann Schuchat.
Hospitalization rates are significantly higher than what we've seen for this time of year since our current tracking system began almost a decade ago.
The CDC says it appears this year's vaccine has proven to be only about 36% effective in preventing flu illnesses severe enough to send a patient